All right, ladies and gentlemen, what do you think about, and this is a question I want to ask employees as well as supervisors, people who are in upper management. I'm wanting to ask this question, pose this question to professors in the colleges and universities, to our teachers in our high schools, our secondary schools. What do you think about the whole notion of people using their smartphones to text socially during class, Facebook while on the job, and I don't mean during the breaks either. I mean while on the job, while they're supposed to be working, using technology for all kinds of things that are not necessarily work-related. You have problems with the notion of that being maybe a way of stealing from the employer by being paid while spending maybe 18%, 18%, maybe 23% of the actual work time that they're getting paid for actually socializing. How about this? How about companies monitoring their employees? And sometimes it goes too far. They put cameras in places where cameras should not be put. I've read and heard about instances where cameras used to monitor employees were placed in locker rooms. And I don't mean locker rooms like sports teams, that would be bad. But even in places you wouldn't expect to find cameras, you just make you go, like hospitals. Not cool at all. What about companies monitoring what you're doing with their computers on their time while you're supposed to be working? And they're finding out what's happening when it comes to your Facebook time, how much time you're spending visiting other social media online when you are not on your break. You should be working so they can get an idea of how much productivity is lost because of people being about the business of, playing when they should be working. That's what we can call it, playing. Socializing when they should be working. Not talking about having some friendly conversations with coworkers while you're working. That's not what I'm talking about. Somebody who might be 200 miles away has nothing to do with your business and you just socializing away. Well, how about this? The monitoring what you're doing, some companies are doing that because they want to be able to respond if people are spending an inordinate amount of time socializing. And some companies have a zero tolerance policy, and they don't want any Facebook time on their time, YouTube time on their time, you name it. Well, how about this? What if a company were to monitor your thoughts while you're on the job? You're there and you're supposed to be working. They want to monitor your thoughts. How about monitoring your feelings, your emotions while you're working? I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, let's see what Seeker.com has to tell us about that. Is there really a company that is going so deep that they're actually going into the brains of their employees to get a good idea of what's happening with their employees? I mean, a good idea.
It's safe to say that our private information isn't private anymore. New technologies are collecting data to be sold or shared between companies in sometimes questionable ways. Y'all really think Black Mirror isn't going to happen? Well, it's not going to happen. It's already happening. Let's start in China, where employers are monitoring their employees' brainwaves. Oh yeah, you heard that right, monitoring their brainwaves. To be clear, they're not attempting to read the workers' thoughts, but their emotions. Factories, state-owned enterprises, and sections of the Chinese military are placing wireless sensors in employees' hats that record and transmit data similar to an electroencephalogram, or EEG. By analyzing the incoming sensor data, AI models can detect anomalies that might indicate a spike in anger, depression, or anxiety. The system is said to help employers find out who's stressed, modulate break times, and increase productivity, in turn spiking company profits by an estimated 2 billion yuan since 2014. This tech is being used elsewhere too, like assessing fatigue in high-speed train drivers and monitoring patients in hospitals. Sure, it would be dope to find out if your significant other is really fine when they say, I'm fine.
By the way, when he mentioned that it increased productivity by 2 billion won, that's the equivalent of $315 million. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an increase in productivity.
After a fight, but how do you regulate something like this? If emotional data is mineable, what happens if companies nefariously use it to abuse their power? I listen to a lot of SZA and Drake. I'm emotional. Please don't use my emotions against me. China has a social credit score, a clout score based on your criminal record, donations to charity, loyalty to political parties, how many video games you buy, and even your friend's social credit score. This is just like Black Mirror Series 3's Nosedive, where everyone has a score based on social interactions. The Chinese government claims it's trying to build trust with the score, but its implications can be more sinister. For instance, in 2016, a man was denied a plane ticket because a judge deemed a court apology insincere and placed him on a blacklist, tanking his score. Insincerity is hella subjective, so how would we regulate for everyone's opinions? Finally, China's using all this information to make you into a precog. They're literally trying to predict political instability using feeds from surveillance cameras, phone usage, travel records, and religious orientation. Extrapolating the negative consequences, this taps into personal data and can unfairly target groups based on prejudice, specifically the Uyghur and other predominantly Muslim populations. And let's just say you protest this state-sponsored measure. That affects your social credit score, which then can deny you things like plane tickets, jobs, and keeps you trapped by the system. Tracking every arena, personal, professional, recreational, political, etc., is dangerous, especially in the United States, where we value life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Like we don't already know the governments in our webcam, Siri's, and Alexas. Thank you. It's pretty spooky to think about how these systemic issues were already grappling pretty hard with as a society, such as all of these biases, could be magnified by technology we already developed. America has a lot to deal with right now, so maybe we should sit this tech out. All of these tools can have a pro-social end goal, but it's too soon to tell if the ends justify the means. Data will continue to be collected on us, that's for sure. But with few regulatory systems in place, we gotta keep an eye on this new tech that's already just chilling here and stop pretending that this is all happening in some distant dystopian future.
Are we too close to having too much technology monitoring? Up next, Dr. Tara Linhart is going to help us develop our leadership skills.